A bus carrying 24 people representing many of the top tourist attractions in western Massachusetts departed from the Big E Fairgrounds in West Springfield Tuesday morning, bound for Pennsylvania. The group has meetings scheduled there over the next 3 days with 17 tour operators to sell the region as an ideal destination for group bus trips. The sales trip was put together by the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau and the Berkshire Visitors Bureau. Lori Klefos, president and CEO of the Berkshire Visitors Bureau, said it marks the first time the five regional tourism councils in western Massachusetts have collaborated to promote attractions jointly.
I don't think it's that we've been in competition. I think it's just an idea whose time had come for us to all get together and share resources and do it together.
Pennsylvania was chosen for the sales pitch because it is home to a large number of group tour operators, and its distance from Massachusetts would necessitate tourists stay at least one night.
The tour has been called the Hidden Gems of Western Massachusetts because we know that this is the lesser known part of Massachusetts from Worcester over to the border. So we're trying to make sure we expose those tour operators to all there is to do here.
Tour group operators typically book trips during the off season or during the middle of the week.
Groups tend to come and spend a lot of money while they're here. They come and spend the night. And what we're trying to do today is show them that there's a reason for them to extend that stay and stay in the region longer. By bringing all of these individual entities together, we're able to show them that there's such a wide variety of things to do.
An estimate a few years ago from the American Bus Association said altogether visitors on a bus spend an average of $11,000 a day. Multiply that by a few hundred bus trips a year, and it can be a big boost to the regional economy, according to Mary Kay Wadra, president of the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We won't know the results of this trip until probably a year from now when we start seeing, tour operators plan ahead. So they're right now they've got itineraries that they're selling. Our hope is to get increased stays on those itineraries, putting some of our attractions, our hotels, our restaurants on it. And then, next year we'll probably see the tours actually coming to the region.
One of the tourism professionals on the bus trip to Pennsylvania is Jason Lyon, Associate Director for Group Ticket Sales at Tanglewood. He estimated group bus tours now account for about 10% of his business.
Definitely hoping to increase it, but also hoping just to strengthen our relationships we have with tour operators in Pennsylvania. It's important they know that we appreciate their business, we want them to come back, and now they see the whole picture, the Berkshires and Springfield and Mohawk Trail, they can really diversify their trips and keep coming back.
Kathy Fiore, one of the owners of the Magic Wings Butterfly Conservatory and Gardens in South Deerfield, brought what she hopes will be some memorable sales material on the trip.
What I have here is a pop-up house full of painted lady butterflies. They're newly hatched, and what my hope is to present what I think is my hidden gem in the Pioneer Valley, and that's Magic Wings Butterfly Conservatory. So at each stop that we do along our trip for the next 3 days, I'll be releasing a couple butterflies at each stop. Magic Wings is something that's a very visual experience, so I think this will help get the point across.
Other tourism sites that sent representatives on the trip to Pennsylvania include the Norman Rockwell Museum, Yankee Candle Village, Museums 10, the Eastern States Exposition, and Six Flags New England. Reporting from West Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.